When the video starts, all you can see is an older woman sitting in a chair. She happens to be 90, though signs of her age are obscured by the black box covering her eyes and nose. What you can see is her mouth, which hangs open in wonder. When the camera pans away from her, it becomes clear that the black box on her face is connected to a laptop computer, which sits open on the table. On the laptop, you can see two images of a green lawn and trees. That's what the woman is looking at in the black box, which is actually an early version of a virtual reality headset. Back to the woman, the camera swings, and when she speaks, it's like something out of a Cheech and Chong movie.
"Oh, man," she says. "It's so real. Oh, Lordy."
"Pretty cool, huh?" the young man holding the camera says.
"It sure is," she says, looking around.
Inside of the box, a screen combines the two nearly identical images into a single, three-dimensional one that wraps completely around her. If she turns her head to the right or left, or even turns all the way around in her dining room chair, she can see everything else in the pastoral scene, from a hill in the distance to the stone villa directly behind her.
"Is it my eyes?" she asks. "Or are the leaves blowing? Is this really Tuscany?"
"Someone made this on a computer," another young man in the room says. "This is all made by a computer."
"If I ever explain this to someone else," says the 90-year-old woman, "they won't believe me."
That sentence, more than any other, gets to the heart of what virtual reality is all about. Virtual reality, or VR, in the interest of staving off carpal tunnel syndrome, resists description, the way a dream or a memory does. You can tell someone about all the things that you saw and heard while you were wearing a VR headset, how trees looked while you walked in a courtyard on a sunny day, or how waves sounded lapping at the shore. But until someone else has actually tried it, it's just words. It's only once that other person has seen and heard those things for themselves that they realize what's possible. Imagine seeing television for the first time or using a smartphone. Sure, it's easy enough to say, "It's a box with people inside it." But that gets you only about a quarter of the way there. And forget about explaining Tinder or Candy Crush Saga to someone who's never seen a modern phone. They just have you hauled away. New forms of media have always caused seismic shifts in society, from the printing press to the telegraph to a little series of tubes called the internet. But VR isn't simply a new form of media. It sweeps away the barriers of all previous forms. Reading something on paper, hearing a voicemail, and even watching a YouTube video are all enjoyable, yet they're all limited. Each is a representation of the real thing, but it doesn't actually feel like the real thing at all. Television and phones pale in comparison to what VR offers. For centuries, we've experienced art at a remove, imagining scenes in a book or watching movies on a screen. The imaginary worlds within those things are presented to us, and we appreciate them, but we don't actually experience them. Not truly. Now, with the sensory immersion that VR delivers, we have the ability to become the art, to be part of a world, even to be a character. In the 5 years since that video first appeared on YouTube, VR has grown from that chunky black box into the biggest technology revolution since the smartphone. And believe it or not, it took about 45 years for VR to even turn into that chunky black box. We'll get more into that in a bit. The largest companies in the world have invested billions of dollars in VR, and they did that well before a single device had been officially sold in stores. Why the optimism? It's not just because VR can create the coolest video games we've ever seen. It promises to upend every industry you can name. Entertainment? Good luck being satisfied watching a movie on a screen after you've had the chance to be in the screen, to be there with characters, and even have them react to your presence. Travel? No longer do you need to spring for a plane ticket to get some beach time. Education? Take a group of art students to the Louvre without leaving the classroom. VR helps soldiers find relief from post-traumatic stress disorder, and its promise treating chronic pain may one day help it lessen the opioid epidemic. Real estate companies use VR to give clients walkthroughs of homes thousands of miles away.